Hello, this is Leonard Fitzgerald from Hollywood, the off-camera announcer here. For those of you who've had gas problems, stick around. This show will fix you right up.
Give me the microphone, Leonard. Hi, this is Gene Price from Hollywood for Today's Army, and this is Dolly Parton, a monstrous record called Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him even though you can.
Two of my favorite singers, that's Dolly Parton there. One of the really good lookers there of country music. Hi there, this is Gene Price speaking for Today's Army, and we're coming to you from Tinsel City, Hollywood, where it's just, you know, the kind of place that you wouldn't want your kid to grow up in.
Hello, Willard W. Willard right here. And I don't mind telling you, it's a real pleasure to come back. I've had a lot of cards and letters come in, but I'm back anyway.
Yes, and we're going to have some fun with you today right here. All for the U.S. Army. So stick around. A big record from Jim Mundy, who's a fairly newcomer to country music. The song, The River's Too Wide.
The river's too wide now for crossing. The water's just too loud for talking. We never built bridges for walking. Now the river's too wide. A gentle stream once flowed between us. Love could cross it easily till stormy skies brought bitter teardrops. It made that stream a raging river come between you and me. And the river's too wide now for crossing. The water's just too loud for talking. We never built bridges for walking. There's no getting to the other side. The river's too wide now for crossing. The hurting goes too deep for mending. It looks like an unhappy ending. Cause the river's too wide. Good lessons learned are not forgotten. Give up love to save our pride. Next time I'm faced with rising waters, I'll build a bridge of love and kindness, reaching to the other side. river's too wide now for crossing. The water's just too loud for talking. We never built bridges for walking. There's no getting to the other side. The river's too wide now for crossing. The herding goes too deep for mending. It looks like an unhappy ending. But the river's too wide. Yes, the river's too wide now for crossing. The water's just too loud for talking. We never built bridges for walking. There's no getting to the other side. The river's too wide now for crossing.
Thank you, Jim Bundy. Right here on the Gene Price Country Express for today's Army, and the song is The River's Too Wide. It was a big record for him. Now it's kind of on the decline, so to speak. Hear it a little bit from time to time, but it has been a big, big record for him. See, listen, are you looking for a challenging job, one that offers good pay and benefits along with travel opportunities? Today's Army can help you get it all together in the combat arms. In armor, infantry, or artillery, you'll have the opportunity to learn and develop leadership abilities and responsibility. The rugged training will put you in top physical condition. The starting pay is over $325 a month, plus a $2,500 cash enlistment bonus, free housing, meals, and medical and dental care, and 30 days annual paid vacation. Now, to find out if you qualify, contact your local Army representative and let him get you together with a challenging job in the combat arms of today's Army. He's listed in the yellow pages under recruiting, so check him out today. Let's go back to maybe the biggest hit song she's ever had, or certainly would have to qualify as one of the top three songs from 1970 and 1971. Loretta Lynn from Butcher Holler, Kentucky, and A Coal Miner's Daughter.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mine. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime we didn't have shoes to wear, but in the wintertime we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mill order catalog, money made selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep, 'cause we were taught. Never thought of ever leaving Butcher Holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor. Nothing lives here anymore except the memories of Coal Miner's Daughter.
There we are. That's Loretta Lynn, and as I mentioned, probably the biggest hit record. Let me just get it off the turntable. I can't even get it off.
Here, let me give you a hand. That is a big hit.
Listen, look, we're going to need a wench to get this thing off. Get me a wench, Willard. There we go. What's this?
Hey, baby. You want to buy me a drink?
Not that kind of a wench. Get her out of here.
Shove off, Stella. You told me you wanted a wench.
No, we'll leave the record. We'll go to another turntable. Well, anyway. It was Loretta Lynn out of 1971. And as I mentioned, probably the biggest, if not one of the three biggest records she has ever had. Coal Miner's Daughter. Here's a big song. Again, if you listen to the instrumentation, this will take you back to the days of Hank Williams Sr. back in the early 50s. But it's a big current hit from George Morgan.
When the man from the flower shop rings your doorbell today, take the red rose with the ribbon of blue. You'll find a million memories you threw away in this red rose I'm sending to you. It's just a red rose from the blue side of town. From the lonely man you let down, I'm sending it from my world, that new world you found. It's just a red rose from the blue side of town. My red rose may not decorate your mansion on the hill with your pretty flowers all around, but a thousand roses in your garden can't express the love that's in this red rose from the blue side of town. It's just a red rose from the blue side of town. From a lonely man you let down, I'm sending it from my that new world you found. It's just a red rose from the blue side of town.
George Morgan and the biggest record he's had literally in years, and it's called Red Roses from the Blue Side of Town. And for those of you who wondered exactly what this biggest hit song of this man right here was, it was back in 1949. I was a little tyke at the time. But it was a record called Candy Kisses, for those of you who may recall that tune. George Morgan. Well, here's a contemporary singer who started out in rock music a long time ago. Used to work in the steel mills down in and around Long Beach, California. And he and his brother were very, very popular back in the late 50s and early 60s. His brother came to an untimely end by drowning. His name, of course, was Johnny Burnett. This is Dorsey Burnett, a new record called Bob, All the Playboys and Me.
Summer sun, and danced another thousand when the work was finally done. We laughed and cried together. We're back in 53. Bob, all the playboys and me, with a nickel cigar in my hand, I listened to radio. Now I long to play the fiddle, only God will ever know. I could hear us do all the big hit songs and perfect
speak the harmony.
Bob, all the playboys and me.
Singing Take Me Back to Tulsa and doing the blues in hate. Was it really all those years ago? It seemed like a yesterday. But on a darkened stage inside my mind, I can close my eyes and see
Bob, all the playboys and me.
Dorsey Burnett, Bob, and all the Texas Playboys and me. That's a good record.
Hey, there's some guy named Sergeant York outside the door there.
Are you kidding me?
No, some said his name was Sergeant York.
Well, what? Come in. Come in. Why, you do look like Sergeant York.
Well, ain't that just dandy?
You want to help us out on this spot here for today's Army? You know about that.
Well, as you know, I served a long time ago.
Well, I know that, but why don't you talk about today's Army?
Well, today's Army needs young men and women with training and experience in one of 165 different job categories. Now, if you qualify, you can enlist at an advanced pay grade and be considered for an early promotion.
I always thought you said yep and nope.
Let me finish. Ask your nearest Army representatives about the Stripes for Skills program in today's Army. Believe me, it's a real dandy. Well, I guess I better be going, because it's almost high noon.
Well, come see us again.
Head guy. Gotta keep... He's a slick dude.
I know that. Well, listen, we got a slick dude right here. This record, I have been following this throughout country and also in the pop charts, and it was one of the biggest records Bobby Bear has ever had, and it made it not only in country, but also on the pop charts right in the heart of rock and roll. Bobby Bear and Daddy What If.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again.
Daddy, what if the wind stopped blowing? What would happen then?
If the wind stopped blowing, then the land would be dry. And your boat wouldn't sail, and son, your kayak couldn't fly. And the grass would see your trouble, and she'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again.
Daddy, what if the grass stopped growing? What would happen then?
Well, if the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. Yes, the grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stopped loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you'd better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. You hear me, Bob? You better start loving me again. You love me, Bob?
Yes.
Better start loving me again, again. Better start loving.
It was done in concert on stage. Bobby Bear, and that's his little boy there, Bobby Bear Jr.
I know that. That's the short version.
Was there a longer one?
Yeah, there was. See, he did it live on stage, and the kid was on his knee, and these little, emergencies pop up.
Oh, I get you. Okay, it's just about time to wrap out of here. We got time for one more Jeannie Shepherd at the time. A big record.
I told him that I loved him. At the time, and I told him that I didn't want any other lips touching mine. I whispered, love your kisses are sweeter than the wine. Thought I'd never tasted champagne at the time.
Jean Shepherd at the time, a big, big record for her. You know, today's Army has exciting jobs with excellent pay and benefits in Korea. Did you know that the starting pay in today's Army is higher than ever before, with terrific benefits like free food and housing, medical and dental care, and an annual 30 days paid vacation? All this, plus skill training that you can open doors to good civilian jobs with, and you can live and work in exciting places like Korea. And it's all guaranteed in writing. Let your local Army representative give you the details on the Korean option in today's Army. He's listed in the yellow pages under recruiting. That's just about it for today. We're going to have to run. Listen, thank you much for listening to the Gene Price Country Express from Hollywood. We hope to see you again soon. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. God bless you. Hang in there and stay loose.